This Halloween, the HeartLife team is excited to share its production of Record Record by Mark Harrison. It was originally produced live by Wildclaw Theater at the 2013 Deathscribe Festival of Horror Audio Drama. For more information on Deathscribe, visit www.wildclawtheater.com. And now, enjoy Record Record, written by Mark Harrison, directed by Jeffrey Gardner, designed and produced by DJ Catnip, and starring Jared Latour.
Hey, so I don't really know if there's a point to this, but here I am. Things have gotten really, really bad out there. I don't know. Electricity went down yesterday. I haven't seen choppers for 2 days. I hope you're okay. I'm thinking, like, maybe out in the suburbs it wasn't as bad. Maybe you're with people. The military. Someone. And maybe you'll somehow make it back here. Like, if I don't make it, you'll at least have this. Yeah, let's make this official. This is Alan Jensen. It's July 22nd, 2016, and I'm kind of trapped up here on the 6th floor of Pine Valley Apartments. If someone finds this and I'm gone, I hope my girlfriend Karen is out there. Her name is Karen Gardner. Karen, if you're hearing this, I love you. I think about you all the time. Okay. Hey, I checked everything again, just to make sure, you know, that the floor is secure. The elevator is out, has been since everything began, and the stairs, well, there's the crash doors. No one without a resident key can get up here. So, at least there's that. The Mickelsons' apartment is empty. They must have left early on. Took everything with them. Hardly any supplies I could grab. Some oatmeal, cans of broth, tomato paste. I can't eat that yet. It's the Irvings. They left. Checked out. Must have figured there was no chance. So, I went into their place. The door was unlocked, and I figured, you know, like the Mickelsons, they had tried to evacuate. Everything was in there. Some stuff in the pantry, fridge, and then I noticed the window. And there was a note. I don't know why the hell I looked down, but I did, and I could see where they landed. Only Tim was there. Like, I could see the two stains, but only Tim was still there. I guess Elaine didn't hit hard enough, or her head, or something. She was there, just slowly tearing at him, hunched over his body. I get sick just thinking of all that red down there. Beggars can't be choosers and all, but I'm gonna have to get pretty hungry before the tomato paste. I was thinking about the Irvings. I can't really not think about the Irvings, but I wanted to make this clear. This is not my note. I mean, things are bad out there, but I'm still alive. I have food, I have some water. I think I can make it for a while, you know? I'm not planning anything. I'm going to try to sleep. Not much I can do at night anyways. No lights. Can't read. You'd think I'd have batteries for the flashlight, but no, just plenty of triple A's for the recorder. Well, for the recorder and your pink thing. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I will definitely save some batteries for you, Karen. Oh, God, you'd kill me if anyone heard this. I'll record over this. Now, whatever. It's the end of the world, and you deserve orgasms, right? I love you. I hope you're okay wherever you are. It sucks at night. I wish I could sleep. The heat's not as bad, but the noises, and I can't see anything. Oh. Oh, rain! I gotta go. Water. Fresh fucking water! Hey, so I have 6 granola bars, 1 bag of cereal, got a few gallons of water from the storm, so that's good. Trying to conserve and... Was that... Shit. Is there... Hey! Hey! Up here! Help! No! No! Oh, God! Oh, God! No! No! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Why? Why? Why did they... Why did they try? It's why you don't just go out there. There's not enough bullets. Oh no. They saw me. No, like fucking ants. There's so many. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Hey, I'm still here. I'm okay. There must be thousands. I mean, nothing has changed, but I still can't go anywhere. I'm still stuck. But it's like they know I'm up here now. They know, and they're pissed, and they can't get in. They can't. Fire doors in the stairwell. The elevator doesn't work, and they can't climb. So, I mean, square one, right? I know it's stupid, it's just white noise, but I can't stand it. It makes my skin crawl. I haven't slept for 2 nights. Was it 3? Just 5 minutes of quiet! Not 5 minutes! Fuck you! Maybe they'll give up. Go away. Leave me some quiet. Still here. It's, I don't know, been a few days, I guess. Who has 2 thumbs and drank the last of the Mickelson's toilet tank today? This guy. But that's fine. I can make it. I've seen some clouds and, you know, it's gotta rain sometime. Here's a funny story about why you don't eat Cheerios in the dark. Wanna hear it? So, I'm on my last bag of cereal. It's a love-hate relationship. So sick of the stuff, but it's food. Food is food. I was up, must have been early or late, whatever, fucking dark. Allowing myself a few Cheerios, I fumbled one in the dark and couldn't find it. Fuck, right? Just one damn Cheerio, just one. Only I know I have 37 left. I counted them. I kind of count them a lot. Karen, you would be so proud of my budgeting. I look forward to using my newfound skills to, like, pay credit card debt. So here I am, in the dark, with one missing Cheerio. I combed the carpet with my fingers and eventually just gave up. Just wait for morning, I told myself. Wait for the light. I try to sleep, end up just waiting for the sun to come up. I get enough light, and what do I find? I had ground that missing Cheerio into the carpet. It is dust, and I lose my shit. Here I am with dwindling food, and I just fucking wasted number 38! I didn't waste it, really. I goddamn got down and sucked as much from the carpet as I could. And I'm sure whoever it is that's listening to this, Karen, I hope, that, you know, we're all doing shit to survive. But sucking Cheerio dust from the carpet is sort of a new benchmark for me. I'm not eating at night anymore. I'm not dropping any more goddamn food. So, Tim and Elaine, you may have had a good idea going. Only, Elaine, you know, didn't exactly work out. I I mean, I still have hope. I am still solid in that. I'm not starved yet. But, you know, I've just been thinking about what happens if I run out, get weaker than I am, starve. I don't want to just get up, you know? No gun. I don't even think I could jump now. There's just too many of them down there. Probably would break my fall a little. And fuck, I can't think about this. I've been doing some reading. Your giant pile of college lit books. The poetry is pretty good. I mean, the short stuff. I can't keep my eyes on the page very long. Still no rain. You have the best little margin notes. That Stephen Dunn poem, To a Friend in Love with the Wrong Man Again. You have Carrie written all in caps and underlined. Is that the Carrie I met at Steph's wedding? Ah! Oh God, oh God, oh God, what the... Fuck! Fuck! Karen, it's you. How did you get up here? How? Oh. Oh, oh God, oh God, I'm so sorry. Oh, oh God. You. You're persistent. Constant! Why? Why? God, I can't hear myself think! Two days. Oh, God. Two whole fucking days of this. What's the point, Karen? Huh? Why? I'm fucked anyways. I am fucked. Why this? I could see through the peephole thing. They got you bad. Oh, God, your poor neck. And your face. Oh, God. Why, Karen? I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. There's no one. No one out there. I fainted, I think. I wasn't awake, I think. I could still hear you. All the time. I think about you all. Karen. You remember it here. You want in. You want me? Okay. Okay. You want in? You want in?
Thank you for listening to Record Record. Now, if you like what we do, we would really appreciate it if you went to the iTunes store or your podcast purveyor of preference, whatever, and left us a star rating or a review or some combination of the two or a cookie. And the best thing you can do for us is tell other people about our fair city and about Heartlife. Well, that's enough out of me, so I hope you all had a very happy Halloween. Remain indoors, don't touch anything. Be sure to visit ourfaircity.com or you will be eaten by Dracula. Yes, actually Dracula. Stay close to your loved ones. The outside is dark and full of wolves. This has been David Reinstrom. Good night.